This is Resonant Truth with Lisa Starr, and today on the Dzogchen count is called Red Magnetic Serpent. It is the first day of the Red Serpent Wave Spell, and that is a big breach from our 13 days in the form of Yellow Human. It is just such a gigantic de-evolution to step backwards out of our footprint into being a body without limbs, lying against the earth, the surface, the soil content of our terrestrial experience. When we are Red Serpent, we don't have any distance from the seismic activity, the small rumbles of this planet. We are dialed in to the Great Mother. We're in her lap. And from that place, we are sensually stimulated. So that Red Serpent is absolutely phallic and absolutely medicinal. This wave spell is so truly about reviving the life force that we get from interacting with the earth itself, that we become seismic, that we become magma, that we have a fluidity that isn't chunky, rocky granite. That's not what our earth is at all. It's such a small surface crust part of it, the skin layer of a vast sphere of flow and heat and pulses that emanate like volcanic ruptures. So we are that when we are Red Serpent interacting with the earth so cogently, we feel all of those shifts as a mirror in our own physical bodies. And there's not a lot else to do besides feel it. There's not as far as we can get when we don't run along on four legs or two. When we slither, there's a slower pace and there's smaller goals in terms of transit and change. We're working the same area of our lives in this time, but just more deeply, much more tactily, feeling every nuance of the experience. So Red Serpent has these words that arrive with it. It's about instinct, because again, we're moving backwards in the evolutionary chain from human back through primate and all mammals like white dog to the reptile world of, you know, pure instinct instead of a heart palpitation. There is no heart in the snake. The snake is cold-blooded, has a different kind of physiology that doesn't require oxygen, the same inhalation, exhalation, feeding the bloodstream, interchange, organs, it's all slightly varied and less complicated. And so that the root experience is not thinking, analyzing, or even feeling. It's one step removed to just being instinctual, trying to survive. That's one of the words for now. To survive through instinct and the resurrection of life force. Life force is all we promote right now, whether it's about eating, the desire that comes and appetites for food or sexuality, appetites for sleep or wakefulness. It's just pure. Our choices now are stimulated by what our body says it wants. So we're kind of base, and that's the dark sensuality of the Red Serpent times that counter to our civilization, or at least American puritanical ideology. We want our basic instinctual needs met right now, and we're not going to think our way through morals that would impede us from getting saturated with deep sexual, primal, sensual experiences. And it becomes a medicine for our whole beings to move through the Red Serpent time. To fill ourselves, to fill these voids where an analysis and resistance has left us hungry. We're feeding those needs, and we will become more whole, revived, healthy, vital, stimulated. So it's a blessing. This is the magnetic day. So we attract our purpose for 13 days. We ask the question, what is my purpose? And we find out today. There's no need to hunt for it. We attract it as a magnetic force. It comes to us. Our purpose is likely to be to survive through instinct and to revive our life force. Our purpose is Red Serpent. And we'll spend 13 days in the nuances of that. And sometimes it's not nuanced at all. It's dramatic changing, like losing the layer of skin. A snake crawls through, squirms through its own dead skin layer. We might be shedding something as dramatically in this time. Our purpose to be so alive and visceral that we have to shrug off anything that would contaminate the purity of our life force being strong. There is a quality of the Red Serpent Wave Spell for us to anticipate that starting tomorrow we move through 10 portal days in a row, which is very much like the channel of the snake skin that we are going to peel away from. So the Red Serpent Wave Spell is always deeply about moving through doorways and past obstructions that have been impeding us, because suddenly the gateway is free. So we can look forward to that and notice that all the people that don't know it's the Red Serpent time in our world are stimulated by really instinctual needs. And it can be, through these portals, pretty crazy. Crazy good. There's more to read at ResonantTruth.com, and I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself, and in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.